You're listening to the Buckeye Visualist Podcast Show.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Buckeye Visualist Podcast. I'm your host, Lori King. It's June 20th, and today I'm at the Ohioan Hotel and Event Center in Lewis Center, Ohio, for the 75th Annual Ohio News Photographers Association Convention and Seminar. It is currently the cocktail hour, and then we're going to have the awards banquet tonight. And Jeremy Wadsworth is sitting across from me, and not only are you a huge winner, but you are the new ONPA president.
Thank you.
So sitting next to you is a Toledo Blade staff photographer, Addie Annis, and you are the new still vice president. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know I'm going to put you both on the spot. You haven't even started yet. Do you have ideas of how you want to move the ONPA forward? Because Jeremy, you've been a member for a very long time. You've been the clip contest chair. I'm sure you have ideas of how you want to carry it forward.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is we need to increase engagement amongst members and increase our membership, especially freelancers out there that maybe aren't members yet or don't participate as actively. I think we need to grow our membership. And really, the members that we have, we need to motivate them to participate, enter the monthly clip contest on a regular basis, and also participate in the year-end contest.
Yeah, I think getting membership is going to be a challenge because staff photographers at newspapers are dwindling, newspapers themselves are dwindling.
Well, I think we have to make it worth their while. I think we have to provide avenues for them to grow, create events for that they can participate in, and make it interesting and motivate them to participate. And, you know, I've run the clip contest for several years now, and getting people to participate is the hardest part. And the ones that do, keeping them engaged. I mean, we've extended the deadline almost every month because there's a few stragglers, and I always try to make sure I do everything I can to make it as easy as I can for them to enter so we get that participation. But there's people out there that don't enter, and I think we have to motivate them. Maybe we need to come up with better awards, prizes, sponsorships, motivations. I'm not sure.
Directly reach out to these newspapers, whether they have one staff photographer or they have eight. I mean,
yeah.
I think you have to almost go to them.
You have to go to people directly. And you have to, and I do, I mean, I'm out, I see people, hey, you should enter the clip, and they'll do maybe for a month. And then it's like, you can ask, and Sam Green, great guy. I'm always calling, hey, do it. And he's doing great in it. And Jeff at the Beacon Journal, these guys, you know, and gals, they all produce great images. It's just getting them to stay with it. It's kind of it's a commitment every month. Call your best stuff, enter it, participate. But, I think it keeps you engaged actively throughout the year. You end up with easy access to your best images when it comes contest time. I think it makes it easier to edit at the end of the year.
There's the legacy photojournalists, right? And a lot of photojournalists now are freelance, either by choice or by force. How do you reach out to people who don't have ONPA in their orbit? Like, they don't think about it, right? How do you get them to know it even exists?
That's an excellent question. I think you just have to find them and reach out to them directly. I can understand why some freelancers may not be interested in the monthly clip contest because maybe the work isn't that. Maybe they aren't consistently working all the time. But the year-end contest is something they can participate in. I think we have to find ways to make it worth their time to participate. And I don't have all the answers to that. Like you said,
it'll come.
Yeah, we're still working on this.
Addie, what do you think?
I agree with everything that you're saying. And I think that there is a strong want for community. And so I think if we shape ONPA into being, you know, present ONPA with open arms and be like, you know, we are really trying. Essentially, that is what this is about. It's about building community and connecting people together that are share the same values and passion for journalism and photography, right? And so I think if we present it in that way and, you know, maybe reach out to universities that have photography programs, journalism programs, I think also, you know, reaching out to young people who are hungry and want exposure and want to connect with like-minded individuals in their industry and kind of weasel their foot in the door. You know, I mean, when I was in college, that's what I was looking for, was spaces where I can, you know, find communities like that and share my work and see other people's work and get feedback. ONPA has been great for me in that sense since joining The Blade, because I want to get my work out, not only get my work out there, but then also see how it's received and get feedback. You know, judges' notes are really always interesting to read because, you know, they'll say, well, this was a great moment, but why didn't maybe frame it this way? Or, you know, you could have waited or added this context, you know, whatnot. So I think really just being like, we want to create community.
So I just love that you've only been at The Blade a year and you're already stepping up in a leadership role for the entire state. What inspired you to go for that leadership position?
Well, like I said, you know, I just hit my 1 year with The Blade, and I think anyone graduating from college, it's scary because you have, you know, you go to school and you see your peers and you're maybe part of a college paper, which were all things that I was involved with. And once you leave that, you really lose your sense of structure, right? You're not going to classes every day anymore. You're not meeting up having photo critiques anymore. You're not in the college newsroom planning the next print issue. And so when I came here, obviously my colleagues at The Blade and Jeremy have been great to work with, but then it's like, oh, well, we also like are involved with ONPA, which was new to me, but it really served for me as another way to, you know, feel like I was involved in something bigger and connecting myself to the Ohio community of photographers, like a broader sense of community. And so I think it's really served me well in that way. It's been a warm welcome into the Ohio industry. And I think that if I can, you know, give back, you know, what I've received from that would be great, and to just keep expanding and give other people that sense of, you know, welcoming, essentially.
So you were on the show earlier today. Mm-hmm. So I just want to let listeners know that to listen to your full interview, go to part 3 of this podcast, because there's going to be 3 parts. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, great.
So Jeremy, tonight you're an award winner. You are Large Market Photographer of the Year, Clip Contest Photographer of the Year, and Best of Show. That's like a trifecto. What? And you're the boss. How do you find the time to manage a staff and then be the best in the state for what you do? Yeah. It's impressive. I have to say it's impressive. And not only are you a great photographer, but you're a really nice dude. I mean, you are a nice man.
Well,
that's rare to have someone with that much talent. And you are the humblest guy I know. And it's been a pleasure to know you. And for you to be the next president almost brings tears to my eyes.
I mean, you
deserve it.
No, don't cry. Well, that's all very, very kind words. I appreciate that. To answer, I mean, I run the photo department, but I also shoot quite a bit, basically. Well, number one, I want to. I think it would drive me nuts if all I did was look at schedules and, you know, payroll and deal with all the ins and outs of every day, you know, running a department. I think I would probably go insane. The best part of the job for me has always been being out and making the pictures and telling the stories. And I don't really want to give that up, you know, and I really can't, in a way, even if I did, because we're very busy in the photo department. You know, we have 5 staff photographers, including myself. So we're all very busy. And I think it's important that I keep shooting and contributing in that way. And I just stay very busy. I do. I guess that's the only way. I don't really have a perfect great answer for you. I'm constantly busy. My family would tell you the same thing.
Busy,
you know?
Busy, busy.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, I go into work and I do the stuff I have to do. I pick up assignments. It just sort of fits. You just sort of make it work each day. It's like every day you're putting together a puzzle. trying to, you know, fill all the gaps, make sure that news has their assignments, sports, features, and whatever else they come up with at the last minute, which is frequent.
Well, you and I worked nights together for many, many years. In fact, fun fact here, you and I partnered on a 10-day on, 4-day off schedule for a few years.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That was great.
That was great. We every other weekend, we have Friday through Monday off.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to work 10 days straight.
Yeah.
But we loved it until his new boss came in and ruined it for us.
Well, you know, the staffing levels kind of prevent that kind of a regular schedule trade anyway. But I do get people coming to me asking to work 10 days so they can get their 4 days. Mm. And we make that work whenever it happens.
Well, you know what it's like, so.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Anyway, the reason I mention that is because you also teach at Owens Community College.
I do.
Which is, I taught at Owens Community College, and I got your...
You did.
I got you a job there as well as Philip.
Yes, you did.
So you both are teaching there, you're thriving, and that makes me so happy to see you continue the teaching legacy, and you're passing on your skills to the next generation of storytellers.
Yeah. I enjoy the teaching aspect of things. I really only have time to do one class a semester. And honestly, I think that's probably all that's available at this point anyway.
More than that, it'd be a lot.
It would be. Like I said, I stay very busy.
You know? I'm aware.
No. But yeah, no, it's good. It's kind of nice to, you know, you get students in there and you're teaching them. It's a basic photography class. So
yeah,
it's fun.
So Addy, you are also a winner and you're getting a few plaques tonight. So your second place, POY, you're going to give him a run for his money next year.
We'll see.
She's already won Best Photographer in Society of Professional Journalists already. And she beat me on that.
So you two are going to be going at it head to head.
Yeah.
Only if he's easy on me.
Well, it's really positive competition, right? I'm sure that you do nothing but support each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm content with her beating me. It's all good. I hope she does.
And that's the humbleness I was talking about, folks. So also here tonight are a few other Blade staff photographers who are also award winners. So the Blade really swept the awards this year.
Yeah, Kurt Stice got an honorable mention photographer of the year, and Phil Kaplan won multimedia photographer of the year. Rebecca Benson won second place sports photographer of the year. And then there's, you know, a smattering of other, for, you know, seconds and third places along the way.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations, both of you. It's a thrill to have you on the show and to introduce you as the new president and vice president of Stills. Good luck tonight. Have fun. I know your families are here and they're actually in the room watching and taking pictures, including your son. So thank you very much and have a great year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate it.